LEX18 presents a podcast with hot takes, hot topics, with your hosts, Megan Mannering and Evelyn Schultz. This is Hot Mike.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new week here on Hot Mike. No guests today. Just me and Megan.
Yeah. We're the guests.
Just time to yap.
It's all about us today.
We made lists of what we want to talk about today.
And there's a lot to cover.
There is a lot to cover. I want to start. You've had quite a morning.
I have had quite a morning. I am always running late, but this morning my car wouldn't start. And so I had legitimate reason. And I am just kind of coming back from vacation, and there really is no reality check like getting back from the beach and then your car won't start. And then you're in a dress and heels, mm-hmm. and then you're trying to jump it and people are watching you and you're like, oh my gosh.
And this all was taking place outside your house?
This was all happening outside my house. There were a lot of construction workers around. I'm sure I was giving them a little bit of a show. They're like, what is this girl doing?
Do you have cables to jump your car?
I do. And I have one of those little, like, you can jump it yourself.
Oh yeah.
It's like, mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to say this big, but people who are listening, it's like the size of a Yeti. How about that?
Okay.
Like a coffee.
Like a tumbler.
Like a tumbler. And my dad got me that for Christmas a few years
ago.
What
a good present.
It's a great gift. Honestly, every driver should have one of these in their car.
Okay.
Because then you don't need another vehicle if you need to jump your car. It also has a flashlight feature on it. Mm-hmm. So if you were stranded on the side of the road, it has like a very powerful light. It has a little charging port to charge your phone.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Especially, you know, in this job, we drive around a lot, and all of the work cars here have emergency kits. Mm-hmm. And we tell people a lot to have an emergency kit in their car during inclement weather.
Yes.
That's a good thing to have. It kind of reminds me of a present my mom got my husband for Christmas last year. The battery daddy.
Oh.
Ever heard of it?
I have not.
So it's where you store your batteries all around, you know, AAA, AA, all those types of batteries. And my husband a few weeks ago said, do we have AAA batteries? I said, have you checked the battery daddy? And we did.
Wow.
So
that's a good gift too.
Yeah, it's kind of a along those lines. You never know when you'll need some of these random things.
No, you never do. Maybe near the holidays, we should do like a gift ideas.
Love that. And I like a practical gift. The older I get, the more I'm into practical gift giving and receiving.
Mm-hmm. I like a little bit of fluff here and there. Mm-hmm. Maybe a surprise. But practicality is underrated.
That's how you know you're going to
That's a hot take.
I love that. Hot take. Yes, I love that. How was your trip with your mom?
It was so, so nice. So my mom retired from teaching this summer.
Congratulations to her.
I know. All of the teachers, I have so much respect for what you do. It's an incredibly hard job. And I've heard just the craziest stories from my mom over the years. My dad was a teacher as well. And now my oldest brother's a teacher, but my mom retired. And so we wanted to take a little mother-daughter trip just to celebrate. And
I love that.
It's kind of nice, like knowing that everybody else is heading back to school and we were on a beach. It felt pretty good.
It doesn't get better than that.
It doesn't. So
what
we went to Florida, went to Fort Walton Beach, Okaloosa Island.
Okay.
I think is what it was called. It was great. And we did nothing. Like, I mean, nothing.
I love that.
We laid there for 4 days. I was like horizontal for so many hours and it was perfect.
I'm jealous.
It was like the ultimate reset.
I also kind of want to hang out with your mom. So that's why I'm a little bit jealous.
She wants to hang out with you.
Girls trip.
That would be so fun.
Did you do any shopping? I know you girls are shoppers.
We didn't even do that. I know.
You couldn't get off being horizontal.
No, we couldn't. We did get massages, and that was most taxing thing we did the whole time.
You actually had to get up.
We had to
somewhere.
Like drive over there, plug it into the map. But the only interesting thing about the trip was that we did not realize where we were staying was extremely family friendly.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Super family friendly. To the point where there were more toddlers than adults.
Wow.
Yeah. And there were pools that had like splash pads and fun features. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know that it would be a great destination for like a
couple
romantic getaway. But for me and my mom, yes. It was very entertaining.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
It was good.
I'm glad you got to go.
Great to get away. Have you taken any good trips this year, or are you getting ready to go anywhere?
Well, so earlier this summer, I got to go to Mexico City. It wasn't honestly very well planned, but it worked out. I went to Mexico City with my husband for about 3 days. And then from there, I flew to Paris to meet my sisters for the Beyonce concert.
Okay, Mrs. Worldwide.
I will say I'm getting a little too old for something like that because it was a lot of travel. And I was so grateful I got to go, but it was a whirlwind. And by the time I got back, I was like, now I need to be horizontal for a week to recover from all of that travel. But it was a really fun trip. And I'm always trying to plan a trip, which it's hard when you know, finances, PTO, figuring all that out. Mm-hmm. But this brings me to something I actually wanted to talk about on my card today. I'm having so much fun. I think everyone else has known about this for years now, but Google Flights has a feature where it's called Explore, and you click on it and it shows you where all around the world flights will cost you over a certain time frame for like the next 6 months. So you can use it to find the cheapest flight if you want to another country or in the United States.
So would you use it like if you have a specific destination in mind, or could you just see, oh, that's a cheap flight to some random country?
I think you'd use it more like that. Okay. You probably could use it if you had a specific destination just to check it out compared to other places.
Okay.
But I was having so much fun. I was like, I'm going to go.
Where are we going?
I'm going to go to Tokyo. And
let's take this show on the road.
Should we take Hot Mic around the world?
Yes.
So that would be fun. I bet we'd
get some hot takes.
I don't know if we could get anyone to pay for that. We might have to pay for that ourselves.
I don't think that's in the swag budget.
That was a new feature I've been loving.
Wow.
So
that's a hot tip.
For your next trip, try Google Flights and Google Explore.
Yeah. I love that. I am currently planning a trip with my college girls. I have a really solid group of friends from DePaul University. Shout out to the gals. And we're trying to do a trip every March, like an adult spring break.
That's so fun.
Super fun. We did Hilton Head. We have done Michigan. Now, we had a trip planned for this coming March, but due to some safety concerns with our destination, some of the boyfriends were like, I don't think you should go there. We decided to back out.
Okay.
But now we're looking for a different destination, a different trip. And someone threw in the idea of, let's go on a cruise. Now, I've never been on a cruise.
Have you not?
Hannah is nodding her head like, yes.
Are you a cruiser, Hannah? Mm-hmm. Yes. I will say for many cruisers, it's a lifestyle.
Yes. It's pretty fun.
Okay.
Hmm.
I've been on a few cruises in my life.
Okay.
And they are fun. Definitely.
Give me some pros and cons.
I feel like with your girlfriends, it would be really fun.
Yeah.
Because you can just, I don't know, it's kind of like the best group of people to do that with.
Oh, yeah.
Pros. I would say cruises are fairly affordable for, depending on the type of cruise
the prices
you book.
We were looking at.
Yes.
Yeah.
And obviously you can do a cruise fancy, but you don't have to. You know, everything's there on the boat, so you can.
It's like self-contained.
Exactly. Not all cruises, I think, are known for their food, but the cruise that I went on most recently had good food to choose from.
Okay.
I think they're fun. And I think if you take advantage of the excursions.
Yeah.
That's fun to go see the countries or the places that you stop at.
Yeah.
I think you'd have fun, especially with a group of girls.
So you're pro cruise.
I'm pro cruise. I might not choose it every time I travel, but I'm not anti cruise by any means.
Let it be known.
Let it be known. Hot take. I am not anti cruise. I think sometimes people think of like, oh, cruises, you're not getting exposed to the culture of places. You know, there's such quick stops, but not every trip has to be.
No.
I think there's a difference. Maybe this is a hot take. There's a vacation and then there's a trip, right? Like some trips.
I like that.
Some trips you just want a vacation. You want to relax. You want to sit on
a
beach.
Be horizontal.
With your mom. Yeah, horizontal with your mom. And then some trips, you know, you're more looking for adventure and exposure to different places. And,
sure. Let's see the sights and sounds.
Yep.
Let's meet the locals. Let's eat the food.
And there's a difference. So I think a cruise could be kind of a good middle ground, depending on what you do on your cruise and where you go.
We're going to discuss it. We have a round table on Sunday.
Love
over
that.
Over FaceTime.
That is so fun.
We'll
I can't wait to hear what you pick.
I'll let the listeners and viewers know what
ends
up happening.
Are you thinking like Caribbean?
I think so.
Okay. That's a good destination.
Very little planning has gone into this since we redirected.
Okay.
So, you know.
Well, I'm so excited. I might go on the trip with you. I might.
Yeah, tag along.
Ingratiate myself into this group of gals.
Hey, yeah. The more the merrier. Hannah, you want to come?
Sure. Okay.
We're going on a cruise.
Let's cruise. Okay. So fun. Another thing I'm excited about right now, I wrote it down.
Yeah.
Pumpkin Spice Fall is back.
I also wrote that down.
Is officially here.
PSL.
By the time you listen to this episode, it'll have been a week of fall. What's your favorite thing about fall?
I love the transition from summer to fall.
Okay.
Like that sweet spot where school is starting and people are getting into a routine.
It's not too cold yet.
It's not too cold, but it's not suffocating hot. School supplies in the stores, football season. Yeah, and the weather is perfect. Keeneland. Like, I love those things. It's, those first few weeks of fall are so cozy. What about you?
All of that, everything you just said, I think October is one of my favorite months. I love October. I just think the lead up to Halloween is fun. I love a crunchy leaf underfoot, you know? Just a little step.
I wish we could insert some sound of crunchy leaf.
Yes, we need some.
Plant's too alive.
Yeah, this is not the kind of crunchy leaf I'm talking about, but I love stepping outside. I saw this on Instagram recently. A guy made a video, and I totally agree. He loves a crisp morning.
Oh, yeah.
So I think we all love a crisp morning.
Fuzzy robe?
Yes.
Slippers?
Yes.
Hot coffee?
A warm beverage.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not opposed to an iced coffee all year long, really, but I will say I don't drink hot drinks in the summer, really. So this is now my chance to enjoy a hot beverage.
I agree. I have a lot of really nice coffee mugs that don't get use
in the summer.
In the summer months.
No.
This is the time to get them out. I'm drinking an iced coffee right now.
Okay.
And this is probably one of the last ones I'll have.
Wow. For a while. Okay, so enjoy it.
Unless somebody, I don't know, picks one up for me at work.
Which I might have to do that soon.
Maybe.
Are you going to come to my Halloween party this year?
Oh, yeah. It's on the calendar.
Thank you for marking it down. Hannah, you're invited to Halloween party.
Yes. I don't know what I'm going to be. I have a couple ideas.
That you're swirling around.
Because I think you can go different directions with a Halloween party, right?
1,000%.
You can go funny, going for the laughs. Like last year, I was John Belushi from Animal House.
And that was very iconic.
It was kind of fun. Mm-hmm. I had the wig and everything. But you can go with something that's a little more sweet, cutesy. You can do a couple's costume.
Totally.
You can do a costume with your friends. So I need to decide which route I'm taking.
On what the vibe is this year.
I was thinking, I don't know if our viewers and listeners will appreciate this reference, but I was told a lot when I was younger that I looked like Amanda Bynes.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if it's like, because I don't have blonde hair. I don't really see it, but some people would say that. And Amanda Bynes has taken kind of a turn. She looks a little different now, has a new look.
You could do Amanda Bynes.
I was thinking maybe I could be present day Amanda Bynes, which I think would get people talking.
That is a talker on Hot Mic for sure.
So if you don't know who that is, look up a before and after photo of Amanda Bynes.
Is she doing, what is her job now? I've seen a little bit on social media. Was she doing like manicures and pedicures, or am I making that up?
I haven't seen that, but I also haven't been, I don't think we have the same algorithm.
We don't, for sure.
I'm not on TikTok.
Well then, yeah, we definitely don't have the same algorithm.
Some might say different. I have no algorithm
on TikTok. Yeah, you know what? I will say Amanda Bynes, incredibly talented.
Incredibly.
All of her movies.
So funny.
What a Girl Wants. Was she in What a Girl Wants? That's her, right?
She's
where she goes to England.
I think so.
And meets that cute British guy. Yeah.
She's the man.
She's the man with Channing Tatum.
Hairspray.
Also incredible.
Yeah. But she's really doing a different, different look now.
Totally. Yeah. She's doing, I don't even think she's acting at all.
No.
Okay. Well, there's a proposal.
But
for
if
your
I
costume.
Go that route, you know, it's a commitment.
It's a commitment.
It's kind of a funnier
totally.
Route.
Yeah. I think I've honed in on what we're going to be. I think I've nailed it down as a family costume.
Family. Okay.
Yes. Because my husband and I could do separate costumes. There's nothing wrong with that. But
you're a unit now.
It's our party, and I want to present a united front when people show up at the door, right? Like, welcome to our Halloween party. And we have a dog as well, so cannoli has to be included. And I won't share what we're going to be.
Oh, it's a surprise.
It is a surprise, I think. But, I mean, I can tell you off. off hot mic, but
when the mic is not hot,
you will know what we are after November 1st. What we were.
Is it, can we at least get a hint? Is it like a recognizable
totally,
family?
Totally recognizable. Not a family.
Okay.
But recognizable.
Okay.
And iconic. And there is a dog that is actually a dog in this.
Okay.
In this alternate universe. So.
Well, I can't wait to see it. You throw a good Halloween party. We had a lot of fun last year.
Thank you. And it's funny. I'm not even really a major Halloween person. I don't really go all out for decorating throughout the month or anything, but I do love a party. Yeah. And I've always loved like a costume. Like Halloween was my time to shine as a child. And you know, the worst thing was it was cold growing up in Indiana, you'll know sometimes Halloween got ruined by and I'll never forget my mom 1 year, all I wanted to do was be a hippie, you know, like kind of like a fringe vest,
yeah,
bell bottoms, glasses. Yeah. And my costume was ruined because I had to wear a turtleneck underneath my vest.
That is so lame. A hippie would never.
No, I was furious.
That is devastating. You've been planning and thinking for weeks. I am going to be this thing.
This
and then
hippie.
In Indiana, the weather. If you have to cover it up with a poncho or something. I definitely had a couple of those.
What was your favorite costume as a child?
My favorite costume. My mom sewed a lot of my Halloween costumes. Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Miss Homemaker. And my favorite one was Mike Wazowski from Monsters, Inc.
That's a good one.
It was really, really funny. She used like that lime green, I think it was probably almost like a felt, and like cut out the big circle.
Cute.
And it had the big eyeball, and people couldn't tell it was me because I was hidden underneath, and I was probably like doing the voice and something.
Your time to really, you were an actress as a child, so that's probably,
yes, I was.
It was fitting for you.
What about you? Did you have a... Other than the hippie.
The hippie. Well, that was kind of a fail. My favorite costume ever was a movie theater floor. And my cousin helped me make it.
I'm sorry.
This is a good idea for anyone who wants to take it this year. So we took a big box, right? And we cut out a hole for the head and a hole for the arms. And we painted it black, like a movie theater floor would be black. And we stuck candy wrappers, popcorn, like we glued.
That's so creative.
Movie theater floor trash to this box. That's what I went as. And I'm sure every person that saw me thought, what is this child doing?
Who came up with
But this? I was loving it.
That's so really creative.
That's a fun one.
How did you come up with that?
I think my cousin did. She's about 10 years older than me, and she's always been very creative. Okay. So I think she gave me that idea. But yeah.
Well, there you go.
Good
movie
idea.
Theater floor.
We'll have to talk more about costumes as we get closer to Halloween.
We still have some time.
We have about, a little over a month now until Halloween? Mm-hmm. I got to start buying my candy. You got to stock up. What's your favorite Halloween candy?
I love some candy corn, but I don't want peanuts in it.
You and just want candy corn.
If you put peanuts in it, get it away from me, because I think that's a hot take.
That is a hot
candy
take.
Candy corn doesn't need the peanuts.
I like candy corn alone, but I also like it with peanuts because it becomes sort of a payday moment.
Yeah.
You know, like the candy bar?
Yeah, and I'm not a big...
Payday person?
Yeah, I'm not a big payday person.
See, I am because I think of it almost as a health food because it has the most protein of any candy bar.
Coming from the woman who was literally eating potato chips in the newsroom about 30 minutes ago for breakfast.
Megan walked in and I said, hey, do you have any snacks? I'm feeling a little peckish.
Yeah.
And she whipped out a bag of potato chips and said, these might have sand in them for my beach trip, but go ahead and enjoy. And that was my morning fuel up.
Sometimes you need a little pick me up.
Yeah. Are you a healthy eater for the most part?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. I try to be, I go through phases where I'll be really good for a couple weeks and then it totally gets derailed. I have a frozen pizza once a week, a Froppy. Hey.
A what?
Froppy, frozen pizza.
Oh, that's what you got. Okay, love
it. So like every Thursday night, I'm having a frozen pizza. I love a microwave burrito.
Oh, hey, beans, fiber.
Love, a bean burrito.
Yum.
I just like the ones that you nuke in the microwave. And
I like when the tortilla gets kind of like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love
you
that.
You know what I'm saying.
I like unhealthy food.
Okay.
I just enjoy it.
Who doesn't, really?
My family, we weren't super healthy eaters growing up. I mean, we didn't go out to eat a lot, but... It was a lot of the, you know, we're making a pizza, we're making burgers, yep. kind of those.
Kind of some comfort food, some casseroles, maybe.
I love to be comforted by my food.
Yes.
Hold me.
Wrap me in your cheesy arms.
Make me feel cozy.
I love that.
Yeah. Are you a healthy eater?
You know, I will say I try to eat pretty healthy, but I'm not, you know, it's not like raw nuts and seeds and stuff. Yeah. It's more just, I try to make sure I'm eating some vegetables here and there. And
I feel like I see you whip out some interesting meals at work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes it sound like they're stinky or something.
No, not stinky, but you sometimes have like healthy snacks that you got from like the cool aisle at the grocery store.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. I do. I enjoy cooking. Mm-hmm. And so I think that kind of lends itself sometimes to healthier eating because you're just cooking at home.
Sure.
I eat out way too much, just like most people probably, but I do like to cook. So
that's another fun thing about fall. Crockpot season.
Yum. I've already whipped it out.
Really?
Yes, I brought it out a few weeks ago and made some soups and stews. Ooh. What do you make in the crock pot?
I have a chicken tortilla soup that's to die for. Yep. And it lasts, since I live alone, it lasts for days and days.
And it gets better over time, I think.
It gets better over time. Things like that. I like that. And then I have a potato soup. I think you might have gotten the recipe from me last year.
I probably
did. Hearty potato soup.
Does it have bacon in it or no?
Oh yeah, it had bacon,
cheese, that type of thing.
Yeah,
yum.
I like something really hearty.
Me too. I think that's the
we're just some Midwest girls,
the Midwesterner in us.
Yeah. I have to say it, chili.
Oh,
because we're on the topic.
Yeah.
Before I forget, I had some amazing chili yesterday on a story.
Oh, I saw the photo.
Yeah.
Where did you
or it didn't happen?
Tell us about it.
Okay. Well. Currently, which this will be a little old by the time people listen and see this.
You can go back and watch the stories online.
You can go back and watch the stories. We're doing our spotlight on London, and my assignment was Cornet Farm Fresh. It's the cutest, like, farm-to-table situation in London, just off the interstate. And they have a whole, like, grocery store of homegrown products. The most awesome family. They've been farmers for like six generations. And then they also have a little restaurant and the food was so, so, so good. I got chili and a club
Yum.
Sandwich.
Ooh.
Oh yeah. It was really good.
I might have to go there when I'm in London.
You're going to London
today. Yeah. Cause I am doing my story
to
today.
Go, Evie.
Okay. Yum.
Yeah.
I love a place like that too.
Cornet Farm Fresh. And then they have
Sounds
all of
amazing.
These like baked goods that are baked in house. All of these fresh veggies. They have pumpkins out already. They're mums. Great deal on mums.
And I need some mums.
Yeah.
Have you put out mums yet?
Not yet.
Okay. It still feels a little hot. Well, earlier this week it felt kind of hot.
I think maybe another week or two.
Put the mums out.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, you bring up hearty foods. And that brings me to another topic that I wanted to talk about today, which is
Let's go there.
Fat Bear Week currently happening. And by the time people hear this, Fat Bear Week will have about 2 days left.
Okay.
It runs the 23rd of September through the 30th. And I was looking at the bears' bios this morning. So this is, you know, you can watch the bears in Alaska where they're getting their fish. And
is this through like the National Park Service?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
For those who don't know.
They kind of sponsor this annual event and celebration of fat bears. And I was reading their bios and I want to let you all know that one bear really stood out to me as an underdog. 32 Chunk. This is the bear's name, 32 Chunk. And you can go online and read about him.
You gotta look it up.
He is overcoming a jaw injury right now.
Now, how did they know that?
Well, they can tell. They track these bears, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
And I don't have the whole story written out, but I do know when he returned to the river to fish, they were worried about would he be able to get food because they don't do veterinary care on these bears, right? It's kind of,
they're wildlife. But they're not.
Yeah. I don't believe that they intervene very often.
Yeah.
So 32 Chunk had some sort of jaw injury. You can tell.
He doesn't have anybody to cut up his food for him.
Exactly. So they thought, how is he going to be able to adapt and survive? He has adapted. And 32 Chunk is in the running this year for Fat Bear Week. And I just want to let you all know that that's who I'm rooting for.
Rising from the ashes.
Yes. Oh, sorry. I'm like, 32 Chunk, what an underdog. Under bear in this case.
Yeah.
So you can go on and pick your favorite. Our assistant news director, Delana, messaged me earlier and she was telling me who she was rooting for. So they all have good stories. Go check them out. celebrate Fat Bear Week.
We love that. I have not looked at the list yet, but I do love a fat bear, and I love the National Park Service.
Yep.
And I think it's a cool way to highlight what they do and
absolutely
all the amazing parks. Did you ever see a bear in Montana?
I did. Did you?
I did.
Yes.
At Yellowstone.
What kind of bear was it?
It was a grizzly.
Was it?
And
okay.
A baby. It was a mom and a baby.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. We went in a really weird time. It was not tourist season.
Okay.
It was like, I don't know, like March.
Okay.
So a lot of the roads were still closed.
Still cold.
Very cold. Not a lot of people out, and walking right along the side of the road, a mom and a baby. So stinking cute. And then we got a lot of black bears in Missoula constantly.
Yep. I think when I was in Yellowstone, I saw black bears. A lot of bison, too. You know, people pull over and see all of those. I don't think I've ever seen a grizzly with my own eyes. I would like to. They're a grizzly in Glacier, obviously, which Glacier National Park, if you haven't been, as well as Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I have a hot take.
What's your hot take?
Glacier is way better than Yellowstone.
I was actually going to say that. I think
that's your take too.
I think that's, I don't want to steal your take, but I will say when people say they're going out to Montana and they ask for recommendations, I mean, Yellowstone, don't get me wrong.
Iconic.
Very iconic. Glacier looks like you're on a different planet. And I had never seen a place like that.
No. It's almost a spiritual experience.
Yep.
It's so beautiful. You can't describe it. Photos don't do it justice.
And I have another hot take about Yellowstone.
Okay.
Old Faithful.
Smells like farts.
Well, that too. But also not that exciting by the time it finally erupts. I hate to say that.
Say it.
Because I don't want to
say
be
it with your chest.
I don't want to be a Yellowstone hater, but when my husband, well, at that the time he was my boyfriend, he came out to visit me in Montana and we did a little Yellowstone road trip and we were like, let's go to Old Faithful. And the lead up, you know, people are getting excited. We all are here for the same.
Yeah.
We want to witness this. And then it finally happened and it was kind of like, oh.
That's it.
Yeah. But worth going to say you've been there and seen it.
Absolutely. And I think that's probably a lot of attractions in general that get so much hype.
Yep.
Like the hype really overshadows what you're actually getting out of the experience. But the geysers are really cool in Yellowstone.
Yes.
And people should know if they have not been, there's so much more beyond Old Faithful.
Oh.
In terms of like the...
It is a massive park.
It's massive. All of like... I don't know any terminology. I'm so bad at science, but all of like those hot pools that are different colors.
Which don't go near them. Don't.
No.
Don't.
That stresses me out.
Yeah.
But Yellowstone, you should go if you get the opportunity. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. I've always heard that Yellowstone is better for viewing wildlife. Glacier is better for scenery.
I believe that.
But I've also seen wildlife at Glacier. If you go to Glacier, you're almost guaranteed to run into mountain goats.
Love.
And like bighorn sheep, which is really fun.
And who gets to see those often?
No.
Not many of us.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Glacier and then Yellowstone.
Yes, I agree. Have you been to the Tetons?
I've been to the Tetons.
I have not.
I did some snowshoeing in the Tetons.
Oh, fun.
A lot of people asked me if I skied when I was living in Montana. Mm-hmm. I never did. It's a huge regret. But my one winter activity was snowshoeing.
That's fun too.
It's
I dabbled in snowshoeing a bit.
Yeah,
when
just
I was in Great Falls.
With those funny
it's
things.
It's good workout. It's a good workout.
Oh yeah, you know it's a great workout. Cross country skiing.
I've not done it.
Oh my gosh, it's intense. Actually, when I got out to Montana, speaking of Fat Bear Week, I had put on a few pounds.
So you thought
it was my first time living alone. I'm eating out a lot. And
you drink a lot of beer in Montana.
Yeah. That's just the way of life.
Yeah.
And my doctor told me that I should start cross country skiing.
And this was a doctor in Montana. Who
this
said
was
this
a doctor
to
in Montana.
That's so Montana.
She was like, it's a great workout. It's very fun. You get to see the scenery.
Yeah.
And I tried it a couple times. I didn't have cross country skis, so I would have had to rent them. It was no joke. And when you see people doing it, they're just like gliding so quickly,
totally.
So smoothly.
I love outdoorsy people. I'm trying to be one, but it's hard. But we're lucky here. We have the gorge. And I'm wanting to go on a hike soon. So maybe we should go on a hike together.
You should go.
Yeah.
Love the Gorge.
It's so beautiful.
Don't sleep on the Gorge.
No.
People.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
Some Miguel's pizza after.
Yum. Yeah. Yes. They have good restaurants near the Gorge, too. There's a lot of little places that have popped up.
We did a spotlight on the Gorge, and it's like a like an outdoorsy person's paradise.
Yes. People come from all over to rock climb.
Yeah.
When we, my photographer Pam and I did a story about Miguel's, actually, and we were interviewing people in the parking lot or, you know, eating or whatever, and that we met a couple from France.
Yeah.
Who had come to the Gorge to rock climb. So,
so cool.
You don't necessarily have to go to Montana for a gorgeous outdoor vibe.
Right in our backyard.
I love it. Yeah. Well, we have to plan our trip to the Gorge soon.
Let's do it.
What else is on your list today of what's on your mind?
Okay. Wow. We've really worked through, we've kind of worked through a lot. Going back to fall, I know we keep reverting to fall, but fall shows and fall episodes.
Oh.
I feel like every season, you know, has like shows and certain episodes that are associated with it.
Yep.
And when, with fall, a lot of people say Gilmore Girls is like their cozy show. So I'm curious.
Have you been watching it?
I've never watched Gilmore Girls all the way through. My mom loves it and she tried to get me hooked on it. I have so many other shows. I haven't made it there yet. But
totally.
I love the premise. I do know the characters. And I can see how it would make you feel nice and warm and cozy.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a show. The thing is, I don't watch a ton of TV.
Good for
you.
You're on TV. You don't need to watch TV.
I'm not saying that in like, I'm better than everyone else way, because actually it's more of a, problem with my attention span. I find it really hard to sit down and commit to a show all the way through. But my husband and I were actually talking about this last night because he's a TV guy. He'll watch TV. I'm more of a reader. So I have books that I feel like kind of evoke fall for me.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yeah. So that's kind of more, but it's not that to say I never watch TV.
Yeah.
And I spend far too much time on like TikTok and things. So,
which is like,
I'm getting my screen time.
Like a teeny tiny TV.
Exactly.
Basically.
Small TV right here.
You have been reading a ton of books. I was blown away by your Facebook post. How many? You've read like 30 books this year?
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say. I'm actually doing worse than I did last year. I'm not like on schedule really because I want to do 60 this year. And so I should have completed this by the end of June, but I just hit 30.
Congrats.
And thank you. Yeah. My goal last year was 50. And I hit 56. I've always loved reading. As a kid, I was always reading.
I can see that for you.
Big reader girl. And you kind of lose, I think, when you go to college, you feel like you don't really have time to read for fun. When I was first starting out in my career, I also wasn't really reading for fun a lot. But then a few years ago, I was spending way too much time on social media, doing other things. And I thought I need to get back into reading because...
Yeah.
That's a good accomplishment and it'll give me something to do.
Totally.
So ever since then, I've been plugging away and we have a book club here at work. Some girls get together and we read about a book every month and a half, every 2 months. So that's
Should
been really
fun too.
Should we
shout out the book club girls?
Yes. Okay. So who all is in our book club? Sierra Newton. She is a...
Love.
She is a... Been a co-founder, I would say, of the book club. Morgan Eads does not work here anymore, but she was an investigative producer here at LEX18. We love her. She is in our book club. Carolina Buchek, our political reporter. Mm-hmm. She's also in our book club. Cherish is a digital producer.
Yeah.
She is in our book club. We have a few people who are in the group chat, but haven't necessarily always come to book club, but that's okay. Yeah. Book club is... For anyone who wants to join month by month. So it's been really fun. Well, and Bane Froney used to be in our book club as well.
She's a big reader.
She is a big reader. But she is no longer obviously here with us in Kentucky. So, but yeah, the book club is going strong.
I love that. I don't want to say I'm anti-book because that would be a crazy.
Don't say that on Hot Mic.
That would be a crazy thing to say. I am not a reader. I want to be a reader, but I'm not. And I read a lot until college, and just like you said, because there's so much reading in college, but it's not fun reading.
You're reading textbooks.
I got burned out. But I'll tell you, I have been on this crazy hook of celebrity, autobiography, audiobooks.
That counts as reading.
I'm obsessed.
Which ones have been good that you've enjoyed?
Okay. Katie Couric.
Oh, yeah.
Connie Chung, to kind of get some...
You
Connie
let me
Chung's
borrow that.
So, so, yes. so fascinating.
Yep.
Sally Field.
Oh, actress. Yes.
Really, really interesting life.
Mm-hmm.
I just finished Carly Simon, which was fantastic. She sings You're So Vain.
Yeah.
That was her big song.
Yeah.
And was married to James Taylor. That was fascinating.
Did she spill the tea about James Taylor?
She spilled the tea. You know, James Taylor, we all have faults.
Don't we all?
He was as perfect as we all wanted to believe.
Voice.
I said it.
For sure.
Perfect voice. But
I actually think that I have the same voice as James Taylor. I've always felt that. When I sing his songs in the car, I'm like, wow, we have the exact same,
same register, the same
tone.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a fun fact for me. I've always felt that way, that he and I have interchangeable voices. So that is for sure a hot take.
Okay.
But it doesn't sound like maybe they had a very good.
It was good until it wasn't.
Okay.
But hey, when you and your partner are that mega celebrity,
yes,
I think you're bound to have some issues.
Absolutely.
That's my hot take.
Totally. They didn't even have social media back then either. So that couldn't even add to the drama.
No. But think of like how popular they were. Uh-huh. Everybody, you know, swooning over them, and they're touring at different times. And
that would be hard.
Their careers were like competing, you know, because they were both such big shots, but in their own right.
Speaking of drama, music drama, have you ever seen that clip? I was watching it on YouTube the other day. It was a suggested video for me of Stevie Nicks singing with, who is her ex-boyfriend from
Fleetwood Mac?
Yes. So I think at the point that they were performing this, they were no longer together, and they're singing Silver Spring together. Have you ever seen this video that I'm talking about?
No.
So basically, I think the song is about their breakup, and she's singing it to him, and they are making eye contact on stage. It's crazy.
Make it stop.
I'm getting chills thinking about it. So drama. You got to go look it up.
Wow.
Someone commented and said, this is the most dramatic moment in music history, which might be a little bit of a dramatic comment itself, but
drama.
It is really fun to
I'll look that up.
So
I live for drama that I have nothing to do with.
Me too. That's probably why we're journalists.
Oh, yeah, because you get the scoop.
Yep.
You know the tea. I love reality TV. And actually, this is kind of my season for reality TV.
What are you?
This is my sweet spot because Dancing with the Stars just started.
Yes.
It airs on Tuesdays.
They've got some good people on there this year. Yeah.
Yes, they do. The Golden Bachelor returns Wednesdays.
And you're a big Golden Bachelor gal.
Big Golden Bachelor. What am I missing?
There's do you do like the Love Island or anything like that?
You know, I like to do the old seasons of Love Island. Yeah. And I feel like just good shows come out in the fall. Good reality TV. I feel like there's another one maybe that I'm missing, but
that's so fun. We can count on you to keep us surprised of what's
and I maybe have a hot take. Speaking of The Bachelor,
okay, what is it?
You don't really watch, do you?
I've dabbled, but not regularly. No.
Okay, well, they just announced the next bachelorette is Taylor Frankie Paul
from
Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Yeah, so what do you think about that?
I am so pro.
You're pro.
I think it's gonna be a dumpster fire.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a disaster. Very dramatic, very messy. But that's what I want in my reality TV.
Do you feel that The Bachelor and The Bachelorette have gotten kind of boring?
Totally.
Over the years? Really?
Totally. I have a theory that that's intentional. I think they try to get a lead who's boring, mm-hmm. doesn't have a lot of crazy quirks or views, because then the contestants, in their minds, like they think that that person is perfect, and they maybe romanticize that person's mm-hmm. personality. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so they're all falling for this person, but really they're just kind of boring.
That is a hot take.
So Taylor Frankie Paul is not boring.
I've only watched like the first episode of season one of that Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
So is she the first non-franchise contestant in a long time?
Yeah. And crazy that she's coming from a completely different franchise.
Yes. Very interesting.
I could go on and on and on, but I don't want to lose any more viewers and listeners than we probably already have. So
we maybe should have a separate episode dedicated to reality TV.
We need to get Lindsay Smart, our photographer, on here because she's really up to date with pop culture.
And that's kind of one thing that I'm not so good with pop culture. Especially reality TV and stuff like that. I will say, though, third grade, I remember my mom let me watch The Bachelorette with her that season. Okay. And it was Who is the Couple? They are still together.
I didn't watch it back then.
Hold up. Let me Google.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you all because they were really cute. And I remember Bachelorette Couple. Sorry, everyone. I'm Googling if you're listening. Who's still together? I will tell you because they're kind of iconic. Trista and Ryan Sutter.
Trista comes on the current seasons from time to time as a testament to the process.
That was season one of The Bachelorette.
Wow.
So they nailed it season one with a couple that's been together forever. And I remember thinking they were so cute in the third grade. And my mom let me stay up late to watch the finale. And that was drama. Mm-hmm. And as a child, I thought, wow, is that how people pick their boyfriends and their girlfriends? That I don't want any part in that.
It comes down to two people and you're like, I don't know.
And you have to take turns walking onto the beach and getting a rose. Yeah. So that's kind of where my Bachelorette knowledge stops.
Yeah.
20 years ago.
Okay.
But sounds like I need to maybe get into the Golden Bachelor.
Golden Bachelor, yes.
Okay.
For sure.
Do you find that it's a little sweeter and more heartfelt?
Much less drama. Very heartfelt. And it's just nice to see people in a different stage in life.
Yes.
Putting themselves out there, having fun, falling in love.
I love that.
That's not really a narrative that I think you get to see a lot in movies and in TV shows. But I mean, people want to love and feel loved at every age.
Well, and I think that has been a critique of the Bachelor and Bachelorette franchise of a long time, right? Is that there's not a wide variety of types of people on the show, right? Yeah. They had kind of struggled with diversity, I think, on the show. And maybe they still do. I haven't.
It's very like cookie cutter.
Yep. You kind of got to look a certain way.
Early 20s.
Yep. So, but obviously that's not real life. And people deserve to find love at all ages and at all types of people. So
you heard it here first.
I wouldn't say that's really a hot take, but Megan and I believe in love.
Yeah. Do you believe in life after love?
Who sings that?
Cher.
Oh, duh.
Right?
It's like, don't look at me. No, I think it's Cher. Oh, that sounds good.
My Cher.
That was a little
bit of an impression.
I won't do my James Taylor impression. I'll save that for.
I'm kind of stunned that you.
Cher.
It is yes. Cher? Yes. That was good. Yeah, that was a good impression, though.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll sing for you off camera. My James Taylor. I'll really belt it out.
Please do.
Yeah.
What else do we have on the card? I do.
And I actually don't know how long we've been going. Hannah, do you know how long we've been going? 42. Oh, my God. Time just flies here on Hot Mic.
It really does.
When you're having so much fun. I hope you all have had fun listening to our random thoughts. I don't think I really have anything. A lot of this stuff we can save.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have one last thing. I'm really excited about a new segment.
Yes, tell us. We need to know about this.
Buckle up. It's called Field Notes. Reporting from the roots up. Well, I don't know if reporting from the roots up is going to be a part of the name, but it is called Field Notes.
That sort of captures what we're doing here.
What it's about.
What you're doing.
It's an ag segment. I'm hopefully going to air a story every other week to start with. Maybe it will become weekly.
Okay.
We'll just see. Covering features and fun things happening in the ag world,
yes.
but also covering issues facing farmers. Mm-hmm. I am drawn to ag stories. I love talking to farmers, mm-hmm. and I feel like there's stories that we don't cover too much at the station. So I'm really excited. If anyone is listening or watching and you know of issues affecting the farm community or something really fun mm-hmm. happening, send me an email. You can find it on our website. I would love to hear about it.
Well, and you kind of have a background, right? Did you grow up doing 4-H and all of that?
Yes. I didn't grow up on a farm, but I raised sheep mm-hmm. for 9 years.
Yeah.
I kept them at my best childhood friend's house. She grew up on a sheep farm. So I raised sheep and I grew up in a very, very rural town. Yep. Everybody did 4-H. I was the 4-H fair queen. In 2015.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. We're listening to the 4-H Fair
2015,
Queen.
Miss Cass County.
Cass County. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, girl. Yeah. And then after college, I worked at the Indiana State Fair for a few months before I got my job in Montana. So I really have an appreciation for ag. My best friend, the one that I raised sheep with, she is now the extension educator in our county, which means she's kind of in charge of the fair. She's big on ag education. And like my granddad was a professor of agronomy at Purdue. I have a lot of kind of ag ties.
Yes.
So I like to highlight those stories.
I love that. I'm so looking forward to it. I also think it's hard. You know, you say stations a lot of times don't necessarily cover agriculture stories because a lot of people don't grow up around ag and don't know anything about it. And that can sort of be a barrier to knowing what matters to farmers and producers.
Yeah.
But you kind of have, you know, you bring that background to it.
A little bit of an in, definitely. And I also think that a lot of the people you end up interviewing in the ag world don't like going on camera. Like farmers are very hardworking.
Very humble.
People.
Yes.
Yeah. Like they
don't, in it for the spotlight.
They're not trying to toot their own horn. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you have to kind of like draw that out of them.
Yes.
But there are stories that need to be told. Yes. Ag is so important. Mm-hmm. It touches every aspect of our lives. So
where would we
be
without our farmers?
So true. The food on our tables.
Yeah.
The clothes on our back.
Yep. Yeah. Your microwave burritos.
And
your frozen pizzas.
Highly processed, but
the ingredients have to come from somewhere.
From somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's coming soon. I'm really excited about that. Always new fun things happening here at LEX 18.
I'm so excited. So we have Hot Mike, which is fairly new. And now Field Notes.
Yeah.
Which I'm really looking forward to. And that reminds me, not to steal your shine, but we will have all October long on Sunrise, our spooky sunrise stories.
This is the best.
In the lead up to Halloween. So
tell us about Spooky Sunrise.
Spooky Sunrise, we've been doing it for a few years now where we show off some of the state's more haunted locations. Some hotels, you know.
Goosebumps.
Yes. There's Kentucky has a lot of haunted places. So we go and they're lighthearted, you know. They're not too scary. So
but it kind of gets you in that Halloween spirit.
Yep. Gets you ready for October 31st and trick-or-treating and all of that.
It'll be here before we know it.
I know. I'm excited though.
Me too. A lot of good things to come at the station, outside of work. The holidays quickly approaching, and we're going to have a lot of good guests and episodes coming up. So
you won't have to listen to just us.
No, this will just be sporadic when we when we pop up here. But we like to, I like to do a little check in, you know.
Totally.
Gauge the vibe.
What's on our minds?
We have a lot. We have a lot. But that's all for today. So thank you so much for listening and watching Hot Mike. We'll see you next time.